Welcome everyone to a new episode of The Tap. I'm your host, author Andrew Hess, and today we're going to be covering the Raw recap. This was an okay show. Wasn't the best. We had some good moments, we had some moments, and we're going to go and start with the and not really too fun moments. So, we're going to kind of fast forward the show a little bit, cover a few areas that I didn't really care about. Honestly, the Lashley Omos MVP promo that we had, it was maybe a third or maybe, no, actually a little over halfway through the first hour, was really lacking. In my opinion, I really don't like this feud at all. I think this is just a horrible feud. It's been horrible matches. Lashley sat there and said he has Omos when it comes to the at Hell in a Cell, but he had a match tonight against MVP, and the winner is going to determine what the stipulation will be for the match against Omos at Hell in a Cell. And later on, you have Lashley and MVP in a really just horrible match where Lashley loses by countout because Lashley throws MVP in. I think it was like around 7 or 8. And Omos comes over to clothesline Bobby Lashley. He ducks. And then Lashley starts wailing away on Omos and gets counted out. And then, to top things off, I mean, afterwards you have Lashley get in the ring, MVP kind of standing up to celebrate, bumps into Lashley. Lashley puts him in the Hurt Lock or the Full Nelson. The thing that annoyed me even more was you had the commentators going back and describing what happened and kind of explaining what happened as if we're dumb. Oh, well, it wasn't a disqualification because Omos didn't touch Lashley, but Lashley was the one hitting Omos. No kidding. We already knew that. There was no DQ because he didn't. There was no direct interference. He did not physically get involved in the match. He swung at him. But there have been plenty of times where people swung at people in the ring, got in the ring. Referee never calls disqualification. Why? Because they didn't hit the person. We don't need to be explained like we're little kids who don't understand anything. Like, this was really just a horrible thing. And then now we have the stipulation. I believe it's now it was updated to Omos and MVP versus Lashley at Hell in a Cell. Later on, you had a Miz promo, which really I just didn't care about. Veer Mahan came out to a promo with Jerry Lawler, where he kind of started to get threateningly at Jerry Lawler. The Mysterios show up to kind of bail him out. Ray starts to get attacked. Dominic was able to help counter, and the Mysterios run off Veer Mahan. Elias or Ezekiel, whatever you want to call him, gets the win over Chad Gable. You had actually where Chad kept on trying to put away Ezekiel, couldn't do it. And then Otis goes to get involved. The referee sees Otis getting involved, ejects Otis. As he's ejecting Otis, Kevin Owens tries to slip in the ring to attack. Referee turned around just in time to throw Kevin Owens out. And then that left Chad Gable by himself arguing with the referee. Ezekiel gets the roll up, wins, and then bolts through the crowd as Kevin Owens and Otis come back into the ring. Another thing that I just did not like. I thought it was stupid. You had Alexa Bliss giving a very random and weird promo right before her match against Nikki A.S.H. And basically just kind of going into how Nikki and her used to be besties until things changed. And then so much has changed since then. And she even turns around, she goes, me, I'm, she goes, she was one of my best friends. Now my best friend is a doll. And well, she dresses like a superhero now. And it was just like, it was a very weird promo, and it just kind of makes you think something's going to happen soon with the character of Alexa Bliss. She's going to go through some sort of character change, I feel like, again. Nikki is obviously going to eventually drop the superhero gimmick. So we're going to see what happens there. Alexa Bliss gets the win over Nikki A.S.H. After Nikki kind of showboats when she has Alexa Bliss perched up on the top rope. Alexa knocks her down, boots her in the face, and then hits Twisted Bliss to get the win. I want to actually stop for a minute before we get into the rest of the show and kind of focusing in on the women's division for as a whole for a moment, because there's still more talk about the whole Sasha Banks and Naomi situation. It was announced on SmackDown that they are indefinitely suspended and been stripped of the tag team titles, which they weren't really stripped of the tag team titles. They literally surrendered them and walked out of the building. They announced on SmackDown there will be a tag women's tag team tournament to crown new champions. With what division exactly are you planning on having a tournament? Honestly, what division do you plan on having a women's tag team tournament? What tag teams are there right now? You have Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop, technically. I guess if you really want to shove people together, you have Dana Brooke and Tamina, Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Who else? There's no one else left. Carmella and Queen Zelina, maybe. I don't know what that where they stand at the moment. Who else? There's no one else. There's no other tag teams. You're gonna just sit there and just shove people together to create tag teams just for this tournament, and they're never going to tag up again, probably. Your women's tag team division is a joke. It's been a joke for years now. You had some tag team. The very beginning of this was somewhat good. Maybe that first year, maybe when it came to the women's division, I think somewhere around the lines of of Bayley and Sasha Banks winning the titles for that second time was kind of right when you're riding the end of it, right before that, maybe. Ever since then, no, there's been no women's division really. It's been horrible. Right, getting back to the actual show, you had Seth Rollins deliver a promo, and later on, you had Cody, actually, just shortly after that, you had Cody Rhodes taking on The Miz and what was a good match, probably one of the better, well, one of the only good matches on the show, because there was only a couple of them. What annoys me is you actually had a really good match and then you just threw it away with a DQ finish. Cody Rhodes goes up to the top rope to look like to go hit a moonsault on The Miz, who was outside the ring. And then Seth Rollins comes over, shoves Cody off the top rope, and then he and Miz start beating on Cody. Hits the curb stomp on him on the announce table. Cody Rhodes delivers a promo later on in the night about the Hell in a Cell match. I'm just, it's a good rivalry. I just kind of wish that it was over. This is now going to be the third match in 3 months. Not even a full 3 months. It's just enough. Like, move both of them need to move on from this story. You had two really good matches, and now you're going to keep going with it because WWE beats everything to death for no reason. Speaking of beating things to death, You the whole Becky Lynch, Asuka, and Bianca Belair, more of the Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch part of things. You had Becky deliver a promo earlier in the night where she caught the tail end of Dana Brooke basically telling Adam Pearce that once Carmella is cleared for action, she wants a piece of her. She leaves, Becky Lynch comes in, and Becky Lynch gets her wish about getting another match against Asuka that night. And if Becky wins, she gets added to the Hell in a Cell match. Or the match at Hell in a Cell, I should say. Asuka delivers a promo a little bit later on in the night. And then finally, we have as your main event, Becky Lynch versus Asuka. It was another good match between them. It wasn't a great match. It wasn't main event quality match, but it was a good match. You had where Becky gets hit and falls into Bianca Belair's lap, who's sitting there doing commentary. Asuka goes for a kick. Becky moves out of the way, clips Bianca Belair, knocks Bianca for a loop. Becky quickly go scrambles to attack Asuka. She's supposed to throw Asuka into the announced table. Asuka slips, botches that whole finish. Becky basically just gets her into the ring in time. And then literally Becky just rolls her up and gets the win. It was a horrible victory. It was a horrible win, the way that they did it. And now Becky Lynch is added to the women's title match at the pay-per-view. So now it's Bianca Belair defending against Asuka and Becky Lynch, continuing the whole Becky Bianca feud that we've been going through on and off since SummerSlam. I don't know how much more we're going to keep going with this. Finally, we get to the actual good moments of the show. Judgment Day comes out with another amazing promo. They're giving Damian Priest a fair amount of time to talk. They give Rhea Ripley a little bit of time to talk. Edge is the one really being the mouthpiece at the moment, which is great. The delivery of everything, the mood, the lighting, everything fits so well. Their entrance is amazing. Got to give credit to Alter Bridge for the music because Alter Bridge was the one who did Metalingus, Edge's old theme song. Alter Bridge did now this theme song as well. I love it. I keep listening to it at home. I've listened to it a few times while I'm doing my writing for my next for the last book in the Allie Ryan series. So it's been great motivational music for me. This leads into a tag team match. Now, before we actually go into that match, Edge does go ahead and say that they're always looking and they will accept anyone who wants to be part of Judgment Day. And they've even singled out their three biggest opponents, which is Liv Morgan, Finn Balor, and AJ Styles, especially AJ Styles. This now actually leads to the tag team match. It's a mixed tag match where you have AJ Styles and Liv Morgan taking on Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley. Priest and Rhea Ripley get the win thanks to Edge's interference. And then afterwards, Edge and Damian Priest annihilate AJ Styles again. No Finn Balor to make the save, which is kind of odd in my opinion. And finally, which was actually the opening, which was probably the best match of the night, the best moments, you had the recap of the Undisputed Tag Team title match that happened on SmackDown, which you had the Usos and R-rated RKO, sorry, RK Bro. Fight over the both sets of tag team titles. Roman Reigns causes the interference at the very end, making sure the Usos get the win and become the Undisputed Tag Team Champions. So, of course, they cut the promo right before their match. Sorry, Riddle first cuts a promo before his match. Usos deliver a promo on the Titantron or the big screen, whatever you want to call it. And then finally, we get to this six-man tag. It's Sami Zayn and the Usos going against Riddle and the Street Profits. Amazing match. Riddle and Montez Ford always deliver every time that they're out there. Again, I'm not a big fan when it comes to Riddle as a person, but in the ring, he is and has become basically getting to that next level, and I love it. Riddle and the Street Profits get the win. Riddle basically hits the rope DDT on Sami Zayn. Usos walk out, and then Riddle hits the RKO on Sami Zayn to get the win. Like I said, overall, it was an eh show. I wasn't really a big fan of it, most of it. Hopefully next week they do better. We'll soon see. All right. On a side note, yesterday was release day for myself. My newest book, A Scream in the Night, the first book of the Sugar and Spice Mysteries, came out. It is already getting a ton of visibility, a ton of sales going on right now. I'm loving it. So go out there, get a copy of it, find it on Amazon. You can get it by paperback or by Kindle. So definitely go check it out. There will be more books in that series. And I actually do include recipes in there as well. At the very end, you have a recipe for dessert and you have a recipe for an alcoholic drink. So with that all being said, I'm author Andrew Hess, and tune in next time to find out what's on tap.